Carlyle. Like fine wine, the cast and crew of the Cornerstone Theatre Group continues to get better with age. The production of Daddy's Girl, performed at the Carlyle Memorial Hall, was no exception. On April 28 and 29, the play was presented as a dinner theatre, with a roast pork supper prepared and served by the Royal Canadian Legion's Carlyle branch. April 30 was the matinee version. The play featured Bernard Mulouvi, a no-nonsense cook and proprietor of Maudie's Diner. 13 local actors and actresses showcased their talents over the 2.5-hour production with continuous laughter and applause from the audience. The play was directed by Lane and Colleen Easton, who also constructed and designed the set. Ray and Wilma Lothian faithfully attend the dinner theaters. Carlyle's Cornerstone Theater has done it again, said Wilma. This super-talented group of actors put on a great show with Daddy's Girl. Lots of laughs, suspense and even some tears. How they managed to find the perfect person for each of the roles amazes me. I really enjoyed the play. Great fun to watch. Rachelle McCauley also attended the Friday night performance. The spring play once again did not disappoint, said McCauley. It was difficult to pick a favorite character. Lane and Colleen did an amazing job directing the cast and designing the set. There was so much going on with the characters. They kept me laughing. They are a crazy crew with so much talent. I am always amazed at how they can remember their lines, keep their composure, and not start laughing at each other. The costumes for one character who changes several times just kept you waiting to see what she would come out wearing next. It was very entertaining. Great job, Cornerstone Theatre. Darlin was played by Corinne Lawrence. Darlin was madly in love with Bernard and thought that new clothes and a new look would win him over. She donned 6 different costumes during the production. Heather Vermeersch portrayed the character of Violet, who alongside Deb Sorensen as Daisy kept the audience laughing throughout the performance. It is always a joy to be part of the Cornerstone cast. We have a great time practicing together and we support and encourage each other as we assume new characters and strive to bring them to life, said Vermeersch. Being someone who is not anything like you are in real life is so much fun. It's a lot of work, but we have excellent directors who push us to be the best we can be. There are some hilarious blooper moments that happen, and we have lots of behind-the-scenes laughs. I love being on stage and enjoy the reactions we get from the audience. The laughter and applause make it all worthwhile. Colleen Easton also expressed her thanks. Another fabulous spring production by Cornerstone Theatre has come to a close. Lane and I, as the directors of Daddy's Girl, would like to thank the amazing cast and crew for all their hard work, said Easton. We also want to thank the Legion for preparing a fabulous meal, Cornerstone members and friends for working at the bar, the media for promotion, seating people, making sandwiches and pies for use in the production, videotaping, setting up and decorating, and more things than we can possibly list. Productions of this scale can't happen without the dedication of so many people both on stage and behind the scenes. We also want to thank our loyal audience for their continued support. Looking forward to the next one.